A submersible on its way to explore the wreck of the Titanic at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean may have suffered a tragedy of its own. The vessel, named Titan, lost contact with its support ship on Sunday after descending into the ocean. It has 5 people on board, and the company that operates Titan, OceanGate, charges passengers $250,000 for a trip to see the world's most famous shipwreck. The U.S. Coast Guard is searching for the sub, but Rear Admiral John Mauger says time is running out.
We understand from the operator of the vessel that the vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability if there was an emergency on board.
For more on what this kind of search might involve, we called retired U.S. Navy submarine captain David Marquet. Good morning, Captain. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Michelle.
So I get the sense that this kind of operation is particularly challenging. Is it the kinds of waters Titan was operating in, or is it the fact of this being a tiny sub in the big ocean?
Yeah, all of that. Tiny sub, big ocean, and extremely deep water and several hundred miles away from the coast. So it's basically imagining a spacecraft disappeared on the far side of the moon. A, you have to find it. B, you have to get to it. And even when you get to it, you could be standing outside of it in another spacecraft. You still need to somehow get the people out of there to safety. So there are a lot of challenges with this particular rescue mission.
Can you give us a sense of what the rescue crews are doing right now to try to find it?
Sure. The Coast Guard, you had the quote from the Admiral earlier, the Coast Guard is flying airplanes. They're looking visually on the surface. They're coordinating with Canadians. The Canadians are also flying airplanes. The Canadians, one of their airplanes is a submarine hunting airplane, so it's dropping sonar buoys. Now, usually the way these sonar buoys work is they're listening for noise from the submarine. And since there's a row of these sonar buoys, we can triangulate from where the noise is coming from and get a pretty good location of the submarine. Now, the problem is in this case, it doesn't appear that the submarine's making any noise because they're not recording any signals. So that makes it a lot harder. Now, basically, the next step would be to do high-resolution scanning of the bottom using sonar. And this thing is it's about as big as a large SUV.
Wow. Okay.
And it's in an area where, of course, the Titanic is and Titanic debris field, and there are other rock formations. So that will be a lengthy process.
So if, let's say, best-case scenario, the sub can be found, how would the people on board be rescued if they're stuck in deep water?
Yeah, so this submarine is a small submersible. When you get in it, they actually bolt the hatch on from the outside. So they don't even have the ability to open the hatch. They couldn't open it against the sea pressure. The sea pressure down there is 400 times what we feel here at the atmosphere. So they couldn't open it anyway. But even if we got them to the surface, we need a team from the outside to open it. The answer is we got to get the ship up to the surface. Now, the good news is because it's only 21 feet long, it weighs about 10 tons, that there is equipment. We could hook a crane or a grappling hook or some kind of a hook to draw the thing back up to the surface. That, again, requires a special ship with a 2.5-mile cable and the ability to get the hook actually onto the submersible.
So we only have about 30 seconds left. So here's the terrible question. What are the chances that anybody has survived whatever happened to the sub?
I'm hopeful, but I think the family should prepare themselves for bad news. I would say at this point about 1%.
Let's all keep a good thought. That's David Marquet. He's a retired U.S. Navy submarine captain and the author of Turn the Ship Around. Captain, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.